You're listening to KTNA Talkeetna, and now for Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the Northern Susitna Valley, created by your friends and neighbors at Pothole Productions and Talkeetna Community Radio. From comic relief to serious beliefs, each week brings you a fresh nugget. I am Charlie Loeb, and tonight's show, I'm bringing you a moose nugget. We would be remiss here at Pothole Productions if in the first season of Nuggets, we did not address our major local event that celebrates nuggets, that particular kind of nugget which we find in abundant small piles in the woods, produced from the posterior of our long-legged, willow-munching co-inhabitants of this great northern forest. But while moose roam all across the northern latitudes of North America, only Talkeetna has realized that their feces needed a festival. And so we have the yearly Moose Dropping Festival, which just held its 35th annual event this past weekend. By anecdote, this was the most attended festival ever, with parking on the village airstrip reaching capacity on Saturday, and cars overflowing onto surrounding streets and out onto the spur road bike path. The popularity of the festival is spurred by the fascination of those poor individuals, and especially travel writers who reside in places less blessed with moose dropping abundance. Fodors ranked the Talkeetna Moose Dropping Festival as one of the world's 12 wackiest events, right alongside the wife-carrying world championships in Finland, the world mountain bike snorkeling championships in Wales, yes, this does involve riding a mountain bike underwater, and the International Regatta of Bathtubs in Belgium, whereby people construct things that float that incorporate a bathtub. Every travel guide that mentions Talkeetna is sure to mention moose dropping, even if unsure what to make of it. A Lonely Planet author writes, Talkeetna is the proud host of the Moose Dropping Festival, a high-class bash enjoyed by second-class shot putters wondering why dropping tossing isn't an Olympic event. No, I don't understand that either, but it seems to represent society at large trying to come to grips with moose droppings and failing. Over time, there is one event within the Moose Dropping Festival that has attracted the most attention and consternation, so much so that the travel writers feel obligated to introduce and debunk the associated myth as a mandatory part of their festival coverage. No, they don't really drop a moose, the articles read. Only moose droppings. Animal rights activists should not be alarmed. More on the origin of that myth in a moment. But the VFW's moose dropping seems innately intriguing, but why? This edition of Nuggets is about to answer this question. Let me take you on my personal quest, starting with a flashback to Saturday, July 14th. This is the sound of moose dropping, great music flowing from the village park, the splashes of cold people occasionally falling into the Girl Scouts dunk tank, the auctioneer hawking this year's moose on the loose, the sirens and beeps and bagpipes of the parade. But all of this is just prelude to the sound of 2,000 moose nuggets that will be pattering gently on the surface of the VFW parking lot in front of a large crowd of onlookers who, for whatever reason, couldn't come up with anything they would rather do on a Saturday evening than watch moose poop fall from the sky. If you have never been to the Moose Dropping Drop, here is the basic outline of the event. During the festival, participants visit the VFW booth on Main Street and buy a chance to win a raffle for $5. They are handed a shellacked, uniquely numbered moose nugget with a pin for attaching the nugget to their clothes. Big gamblers buy several nuggets. I spoke with one woman proudly wearing 8 moose nuggets who confessed she had lost 2 others. At 6 p.m., hopeful moose nuggeteers gather in the VFW parking lot to watch matching numbered nuggets fall onto a target painted on the ground. The numbered nuggets closest to the bullseye win the possessors of the number matches prizes ranging from $100 to $1,000, and the nugget furthest from the target wins $250. This seems like such an obvious thing to do that I wonder why more towns don't have nugget drops. I suppose someone has to be first, but how did it come to be Talkeetna? I wandered over to the VFW to see if I could find someone willing to provide some context for Talkeetna's moose dropping. I was directed to Dog Brenneman, who kindly filled me in on some of the history and lore of the event.
Well, a sibling and some of the boys were sitting around drinking beer, probably at the Fairview. And, you know, the towns in Alaska have their festivals. You know, there's the bear claw and the fireweed and all that stuff. And they said, well, we need something for Talkeetna. And so they thought, well, what can we do? And they finally, I think Ace or a bunch of guys, well, nobody's ever, you know, had a festival dedicated to moose doo-doo. And they, of course, they didn't call it doo-doo.
Right.
But they said, well, that's a great idea. So we'll have a festival dedicated to moose droppings. And they called it the Moose Drop Festival. And, of course, it started out real small.
Uh-huh.
And then it kind of grew. And years ago, you had shellacked moose nuggets, and it was like a carnival. You could throw them, and if they stuck on a plate, you know, like you threw dimes at someone, then you'd win a prize. And there's swizzle sticks, you know, and moose drop earrings, and, you know.
The usual moose drop jewelry kinds of things.
Yeah.
So when did the actual idea of dropping moose nuggets come from? When did that come into the picture?
That came in the picture about, I want to say it was 20 years ago, 17. Ace called me, and he said, I got two big balloons, okay, and one big weather balloon. It was like a weather balloon. And he said, we got a guy, fill him with helium, and let's drop moose nuggets. And I need to know how much moose doo-doo this balloon can pick up. Well, one of my degrees is in physics, so I go into the tables and calculate, and I figure out the diameter of the balloon and how much moose doo-doo it can pick up. So for many years, we had a helium balloon that went up, and then we dropped the moose nuggets from the balloon.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. But helium was like, it was like $180 to fill that balloon. Okay. So they did it 1 year with a helicopter, and of course that spreads them all over. It's hard to tell who's last first. Kind of the helicopter added more pizzazz, you know, to dropping, you know, the moose nuggets. You know, and that's about what the festival's about. You know, the helium balloons were great because when you'd pull them down, you'd start letting the helium out, and all the kids would come by and breathe it and then run off squeaking, you know, because it affects, you know, they thought that was neat. But it was a logistic, you know, getting the logistics of helium. And then I guess nowadays you got to have a license to buy it or something. It's like, you know. So we've just, you know, kind of gone with the cable thing just out of simplicity.
Is there anything you notice about the people who participate in the event as folks who are willing to plunk down $5 on a moose nugget dropped from the sky?
Oh, well, it's the broad spectrum of people. You know, the tourists, you know, foreigners come over and they're, you know, they get off the princess bus. And, oh, man, yeah. You know, and then, of course, you get a pin, a moose nugget pin also.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and you get to wear that back. And so, and it's just anybody from a local to somebody from Germany or Japan. It's just a broad spectrum.
Great.
People that take a chance.
The moose dropping drop has been around long enough that it has evolved its own traditions and even uniforms. Dog explains the origins of the event's unique attire.
Well,
so there is a certain regalia that goes with the event then.
Yeah.
You mentioned beanie hats. Is there a history behind the...
Yeah, you've heard of... well, it's a moose nugget. So instead of astronaut, we were astro nuggets. And we had a whole cast at one time of about 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
Astro nugget number 1, astro nugget number 2. And there's the beanie there and the little propellers on it. And we'd all run around tethering the balloon 3 ways, so we made a regular show out of it. You know, astronaut number 3 back 3 steps, astronaut number 4 forward 2 steps to position the balloon over the drop zone. And that gave the crowd a little bit of
Mm-hmm.
Fun. And then we always pick a little boy or girl to pull the trigger.
Uh-huh. You wow. Yeah. So even though the balloons are gone, though, the regalia right. endures.
I also had a chance to speak briefly with Clarence Wells, whose beanie cap identified him as the Astronugget chief engineer. After verifying with him the all-important role of the engineers in measuring the distance of moose poop to its target, I found that Clarence had the best explanation imaginable for the propeller on top of his cap.
I see your hat also has a propeller on it. Yeah. Is there a significance to the propeller?
Well, you have to be kind of lightheaded to run this job. So that kind of holds us down. The air goes up, it twirls and pushes you back to the ground.
That is a very heavy thought. I needed to take a brief return to the park and to contemplate that and fully digest it. You are listening to Nuggets on KTNA Talkeetna, where we are talking about moose nuggets, specifically those that fall from the sky. Now that we have some background on the event itself, we can take a deeper look at its meaning and significance. From my conversation with Dog, it became clear that folks from outside the moose dropping zone are easily confused by our processed willow. Even seasoned journalists are overcome by their local experience with moose poop, as Dog relates in a tale about the Discovery Channel's efforts to find the source of our apparent wealth.
Came up and filmed us, and filmed the moose drop, and I got a few phone calls. My wife got a lot of phone calls saying, I could have sworn I saw your husband running around looking stupid with a beanie with a propeller in Alaska dropping moose turds. She goes, yep, that's my husband. But they had a lady interviewer like herself, and Ace had pre-positioned some moose nuggets over there by the tree. And you know the little chocolate pith balls? They're about, you know, they're candy, but they're pith balls. Yeah. But they're about the size of a nugget.
Right.
So, and Ace always had some. So he goes over and he puts one down in these moose nuggets. And, of course, she says, where do you get the moose, you know, doo-doo? And he goes, well, it's everywhere. You know, there's probably some over here in the trees. And he walks over. There's some right here. You know, moose wander through here. And he says, it's just recycled. Willow is all it is, you know. He says, it's just, you know, dry and everything, you know. And he reaches down. He says, and he takes the chocolate one out and he puts it in his mouth. He says, and they're crunchy. And she had to say, cut. They were filming it, and they had to say, cut. And I think she almost threw up. Probably.
However, it is those inquiring minds very distant from Alaska whose imagination leads them to the deepest misunderstandings of moose dropping. Remember those folks I mentioned at the beginning? The ones that travel writers are trying to dissuade from believing we drop live moose as part of our festival? One in particular made the headlines in his local paper, as Dog relates.
One of the funniest stories, many, many years ago, there's a lady who's like the Chamber of Commerce. She gets a phone call from a DJ out in, I want to say it was Boston. And he says, I'm curious about this moose drop that you have. She goes, well, Ace Ebling runs that. So she gave him his number, and he calls and gets a hold of Ace. And he says, Mr. Ebling, I want to talk about this moose drop festival. And Ace says, go ahead and talk. Yeah, you got to know Ace. And the guy says, well, I'm really concerned about this, the cruelty to the animal. And Ace is sitting there thinking, oh, I got a ringer here, you know. But he plays him along. And he says, you know, isn't that kind of cruel to drop a moose? And Ace says, absolutely not. We get an old moose, no teeth. It's going to go through the winter, can't chew, can't eat. freeze to death, a horrible death, freezing. He says, we take that old sow, take her to 1,000 feet, drop her. Death is instantaneous. And, you know, it's kind of like you putting your dog down. And this DJ goes, Mr. Ebling, do you know who you're talking to? And he was on the air. And Ace goes, yeah, the dumbest son of a bitch in the world. And the next day, there was a paper. It's probably online someplace. A Boston paper, one of the cities around here, came out and says, local DJ, dumbest SOB in the world. Because he thought they actually dropped a moose.
By contrast, I found those people who show up in person for the dropping event arrive well-prepared and knowledgeable, even though most seem to come from somewhere else. What's more surprising, many of the visitors were wearing moose nuggets pinned to their clothing as if they were something more decorative than shellacked and numbered animal excrement. But who am I to ask? As it turns out, with a microphone, you can always ask, as I did with Max and Jeannie from Indiana.
And we came back this year, or this time, so that we could experience this. So we invested in a turd.
just one, I see. Yeah.
One each.
Oh, one each.
Yeah.
Number 372.
Uh-huh. 371.
Right.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, and it might be the farthest away, and I'll get $250.
That would be pretty exciting.
Yes.
Right on that center there, that's where I want mine.
Uh-huh. Maybe we'll go back to Indiana and say, no,
we won. Yeah. So where are you all from?
Bluffton, Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Jeannie's got a son that lives in Kingman, Arizona, and he has a property here. And so we're up vacation.
And when you came here to the festival today, did you know that you would be investing in a...
Oh, yes. We counted on it.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we've been here... we'll be here 2 weeks altogether.
So all right.
We have... we came, what? Thursday. So we
love it up here.
It's been
it's like going
fantastic.
Back in time. Yeah. Going back in time. And people are friendly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of dogs. Yeah, a lot of friendly people.
All right.
Good food. High prices.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. And best of wishes with numbers 371 and 372.
I receive similar enthusiastic comments from visitors traveling from Jacksonville, Florida.
And is this your first time visiting Taquina?
Yes.
All right. And when you came here, did you come here because you knew that you would have the opportunity to invest in a $5
piece actually, of moose poop? Yes, actually, I did.
Uh-huh. And you came here specifically for that reason?
Well, we came to Talkeetna on our way to Denali specifically to buy poop, yes.
Oh, good. Did you ever have any second thoughts about the wisdom of that?
No. She did.
Very wise of that.
Really?
Because we're going to win.
Have you bought poop anywhere else?
No, never bought poop before.
All right.
We're wearing poop.
And you're wearing it.
We're wearing poop.
And what will people in Florida think when you come back bearing your...
Well, they've already been hearing all about it. So they heard about it before I came, how I was coming up here to do this. So
really? So you had this planned even before you came to the
yes.
state? Did you pick your dates for visiting here because of...
Well, not visiting Alaska, but visiting Talkeetna, yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, very good. All right.
It was the highlight, you know.
It was the highlight of the Talkeetna experience.
Well, and it hasn't even really happened.
Well,
yet,
I know.
Exactly,
save the best for last.
In the gathered crowd, there were a few locals, including Jody, who was attending with visiting friends. I asked Jody about her motivations for investing in a moose nugget and whether this was the first time she had participated.
Actually, Charlie, I've done this before, years ago, but my friends from Austria are here, Gerhard and Romy. They have a cabin up the tracks, and they bought me a nugget. They each bought one for each member of the family, and they bought me one, and so now I'm here. They were very interested to see how this works.
Uh-huh.
And being from Austria, they don't know very much about moose nuggets and how valuable they are.
You all come here often?
Oh, yes. We come here frequently.
Uh-huh.
Actually, every year, but we've never been here in moose dropping time.
Ah, so this is your first time to have an opportunity to participate in the local festival.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Oh, good. So what motivated you to be interested in actually investing in what really is a $5 piece of moose poop?
Well, moose poop is something very special for Alaska, so we thought it's probably also a good investment.
Having been here at Moose Dropping today, do you think you'll schedule future trips during this time of year?
Probably. We will do that every year now.
George, do you have any thoughts about having seen this festival happen year after year about what... how moose droppings play into moose dropping?
Well, actually, it's not until we have visitors that I realize how unique it is and how entertaining it can be. I guess when people come to visit, it's a lot of fun because they can't believe we're doing this.
'The moose droppings dropped. The engineers took grave and obviously practiced care in their assessment of moose nugget locations relative to the bullseye, the propeller-equipped beanie hats keeping them steady on the ground. Announcer John Connolly read out the winning numbers as they were identified. There were 10 winners, of whom 5 were local, 4 more were Alaskan and 1 Chicagoan, a better percentage for the local crowd than in many years. I asked John how he thought this dropping went compared to previous years.
Reflections on how this year's drop went.
I think the drop went really well. It seems to be more people in town this weekend than last year for sure. And we realized, having sold out on our last moose nuggets by 1:30, that next year we're going to have to maybe do another 1,000 of them, because I know we could have sold another 500 with no problem. And maybe we could have done another 1,000. So I think we're going to do more next year.
All right, you're getting a bigger bag.
The bag isn't the problem. The problem is the breakaway cord. Oh. We'll have to use a run test, literally, because we'll have a 30th again as much weight, and to try to determine the breakaway cord so that it breaks when you pull it and not before.
Uh-huh. And how did the actual drop of the nuggets compare to previous years?
Oh, that's always fun. And I think one of the best things about it is the when the little kids go running in. It's just great. They have a wonderful time doing it.
None of the hopeful entrants I interviewed was a winner in this year's Moose Nugget raffle, but that didn't seem to dampen anyone's spirits. Actually, winning the raffle does not appear to be uppermost in the minds of participants. The kids never even thought about the raffle, but had a delightful time scrambling for undamaged post-drop leftovers. I now have both a red nugget and a white nugget adorning my kitchen table, courtesy of my 3-year-old daughter. So how do we account for the intrigue of the moose dropping drop? It is difficult to imagine another endeavor in which the handling, wearing, and dropping of animal poo would attract such enthusiastic cosmopolitan attention. Of course, people of any age tend to use excrement as a good starting point for humor, although the topic remains mostly underground during polite adult conversation. The impulse to such humor is compounded here in the land of active outhouses and clean mountain cans. As a species, we love to contemplate the idea of something disgusting, even if we shrink from actual contact with those things that would make our stomach turn. Sanitized moose droppings offer the opportunity to say we played with poo without actually having to smell or touch anything too gross. But the moose dropping drop has much greater allure. Moose drop is bathroom humor, linked to an absurd situation, named with a double entendre, and offering the opportunity for quick riches. Who could resist? Even though most of us share Jody's reflection that, I can't believe we do this. I can't believe I'm talking about moose poop on the radio. In most places, we wouldn't be doing this. But thankfully, Talkeetna embraces the creative and the quirky and the fun. The best part, not completely overlooked by all participants, is that the moose dropping drop raises money for local organizations that we care about. After expenses and winter payouts, the VFW reserves a large chunk of the income for donations to local community organizations and projects. So moose drop, I look forward to buying a moose nugget next year, even as I prepare the snorkels, mountain bikes, and bathtubs for this year's other important international events. You've been listening to Nuggets, a locally produced program focusing on the Northern Susitna Valley. Do you have a nugget you'd like to share? If you would like to host a show, be a guest on this program, or get involved in some other way, please call the station at 733-1700. You may also contact us through the website at ktna.org.